What are you most excited about? Anybody?
Luke and I sure do miss our parents. Maybe they can come home now.
Military?
Red Cross.
Violet?
Besides my brother being on his way home, chocolate.
I'm with my cousin on that one.
Forget chocolate. I'm looking forward to real butter.
Butter.
And here comes a woman with a voice like butter. Hi, Miss Blake. You're looking wonderful today, which is nothing unusual because you always look one... Isn't it great that the war is over and every...
Steve, darling.
Veronica.
Oh, what are your thoughts on the war being over, Miss Blake?
I can't wait to wear green again. All those soldiers taking away my best color for their uniforms and tanks.
Well, what about you two lovebirds? You got any special plans?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Let's keep them in suspense a little while longer, darling. Don't worry. You'll get the exclusive when we're ready to make our big announcement.
Oh, great. Oh, one more shot?
Of course.
King, what are you doing here? We have rehearsal shortly, and I expect you to be on time. Well, Miss Blake, lots of changes happening in the world. I hope one of them works out in my favor.
Let's just say I'm mulling it over.
All right, everybody. The war will still be over tomorrow. You could talk about it then. Meanwhile, I have a radio station to rent and a sponsor to keep satisfied, or we'll be out of business. Now, where are those jingle girls?
Are you really worried about the show getting canceled, boss?
We may have to make some changes, Violet. A show called Victory America Hour may be considered passé now that the war is over. We've got to do everything we can to keep our sponsor happy. And that includes keeping Veronica. What's Skink doing here?
I'm sorry, Mr. Grundy. I don't know why my sisters are late, but as for me, I kind of got
waylaid
by
a very enthusiastic
sailor.
I'm sorry, Mr. Grundy. The restaurant was so full of people celebrating today,
so
but I couldn't get out of the door
because of
the
war being over and all.
I joined the dancing, of course, so that's why I'm late, and it won't happen again.
Melvin Skink, what brings you here?
Can't even be friendly on a day when the war is over, huh, grouchy Grundy?
As I recall, you weren't exactly friendly the day the last World War was over.
Hard to be friendly when the best friend you grew up with all your life steals your girl right from under your nose.
Steal? You know very well why Molly chose me after what you... Well, you certainly couldn't expect her to... I lost her 15 years ago this month anyway. But you already know what month that is, don't you? Like you said, Skink, the war is over.
Some wars last a lifetime.
Just keep to your own side of the street.
King... You better have that new song ready for rehearsal today.
Get back to business, everyone. Rehearsal will go on as planned.
A word with you, Veronica.
Later.
Golly, Steve, if you don't like her, I'll be happy to take my chances. Oh, she doesn't notice me now, but one of these days...
Today is not your day, buddy.
Tomorrow doesn't look good either.
Yeah, what the heck. The war is over. It's still a good day.